Now I've got this edition's quiz question to test your little grey cells. And again, we're in the area of general knowledge. We want to know, who was Arthur Jefferson better known as? Who was Arthur Jefferson better known as? And we'll give you the correct answer next week. Now for two more items of information. Firstly, books for partially sighted youngsters go abroad. As a charity designing specialist stationery for children with visual impairments and processing difficulties, the Partially Sighted Society is aware of the lack of resources in developing countries such as Tanzania. So it was very happy to get the following response for a gift of seconds to that country. A letter from its education department said, "This is to let you know that, as of today, all, that's approximately 780, exercise books you kindly donated back in December have now arrived in Tanzania. 21 parcels have gone to 7 schools for use through their special needs departments. Another one has gone to be used by the Tanzania Albinism Society. From what we hear, stationery cupboards are now well stocked with items for low vision students. They have all expressed huge appreciation for your generosity. The books are very popular. There were even suggestions that you might be able to produce books which could be used for two different subjects, squares at one end and lines at the other, or just with blank pages." And our second item is a warning over disposing of used batteries. Did you know that more than 1,200 fires in the last year were caused by batteries? Essex County Council Waste Services have sent an alert over hidden batteries inside electricals. When these electricals are thrown away in household bins, the batteries get crushed and can cause fires. In fact, Essex had a fire in one of the containers at a recycling centre just a few days ago. They say, where possible, please remove batteries from your electricals and recycle them separately. If you are unable to remove the batteries safely, recycle the whole electrical at your nearest electrical recycling point. Now I'm going to hand you back to my colleagues for the rest of this week's news items.